Okay, Marty, this is the second purse you snatched in a week. Now, you're getting bad habits.
Kleptomania is a disease, not a crime. Besides, I've thrown away better purses than that.
Maniac!
You just love all this attention, don't you?
Does the Constitution say he can talk to me?
Marty, leave her alone. Now, do you want to make a statement?
Yes, I'm pleading temporary insanity, and that's all you're going to get from me until my attorney is present.
5 o'clock. Always the same time, 5 o'clock.
Well, when you're looking for a lunatic, it's nice to know he's dependable. Marty, you again. What'd he steal this time?
Another purse.
Marty, come over here.
I want that man in jail, and I'm not afraid of reprisal.
Oh, who would want to reprise you?
Marty, you keep ripping people off. They're going to put you away for a long time. Now, why don't you cut it out and get an honest job?
Oh, don't give me that. I've had more jobs than you have hair on your head. I even tried to get on the police force.
They turned you down?
Of course they turned me down. It's ridiculous. What's wrong with a gay cop? They're gay robbers.
You got a point there.
I mean, for God's sakes, they always expect me to come on like Paul Bunyan, you know.
Hi, Chief. You looking for a new cop? I'm your boy.
God, I get so sick of the pretense.
Marty, come here, sign this.
You're just lucky the police got you before my husband did.
The same to you.
Pardon me. I'm Charles Monahan's attorney. Is Detective Wilson in?
I'm afraid not. Can I help you?
Well, I'd rather wait for Detective Wilson, if I may. Well,
this is his desk here. You can sit right over there.
Thank you. Where is Wilson?
Still out.
How about Fish?
Wilson got the old geezer with him.
Roger Horowitz, would you do me a favor? Stop referring to Fish as the old geezer. When a man gets close to enforced retirement, he gets a little sensitive.
Oh, yeah? All right. Hey, I heard there was another bombing.
Yeah, that's 3 days in a row.
I'm going to move to the country.
Well, you're certainly dressed for it.
Mrs. Florsheen, what time did the crime take place?
I beg your pardon?
What he wants to know is, when did you buy the purse?
I hope they send you up for life. And I'm not a vindictive person.
My dear woman, this purse will prove I'm insane. That is, if the judge has any taste at all.
That's my best purse.
I'll bet it is. With any luck at all, the court will find me irresponsible and you, tacky.
Was anything missing from the purse?
Good taste. Marty. Gemini. Listen, guess where I'm calling from?
Marty, just tell your lawyer to get down here and stop playing games.
Could I enjoy my one phone call, for goodness sake? Oh, it's nothing, Arnold. They're just making a federal case out of some ridiculous purse.
Let's go, Marty.
Arnold, when you get here, I'll be in my room.
First bomb the federal building. In the Port Authority and in the courthouse. All of them 5 o'clock, and always 20 minutes before each bomb goes off is a phone call.
So far, we've been lucky. Nobody's been hurt.
We're looking for a paranoid personality. Someone driven by fear and frustration. He's insecure. He thinks he's being persecuted by authority. He's obsessed with a hatred for government.
That could be anybody.
12th Precinct. Captain Miller speaking. Yes, Commissioner. Yes, sir. 5 o'clock again. Well, we should have something on it in, well, give me about a week. Could be a couple of days. Tomorrow was definitely a possibility. How about holding the phone for a few minutes? Ah, yes. Gotta have a sense of humor in a job like this. Yes, sir, I definitely can keep it to myself. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yamana, I want the file on anyone with a history of explosives.
There must be hundreds of guys like that.
And I want to see all of them.
All of them?
A hard time.
Well, soon, where's Fish?
I had to chase this guy about 12 blocks. Fish couldn't keep up.
Well, when he gets in, let me know. I want everybody on this bomber file. And remember what kind of guy we're looking for. There's a definite pattern here. All government buildings, all 5 o'clock.
He hates authority.
Yeah, and he ain't too crazy about 5 o'clock.
Roger Horwitz, would you give Sergeant Yamana a hand with the files, please?
Sure.
Oh, boy. Oh. Sit him down. Get that chair. Come on, sit down. Take it. What happened? What happened?
Maybe he met a broad.
You're disgusting.
I'm all right. Leave me alone.
I'll get you a drink of water.
Don't need it. Chase the guy, that's all. Feel fine. We caught him good.
What happened to you?
Nothing. You're pretty fast, wise guy.
My grandmother could outrun you, man.
Who asked you?
You ought to know better, a man your age.
It's the smart. Who the hell can run in the smart?
You're a little out of shape, baby.
Maybe you're Aunt Jemima. What am I, a lion hunter? My people are all in the restaurant business.
Relax. Would you like to come into my office and lie down on the couch for me?
I'm okay. I just got to get my wind back.
Just take it easy. Just relax.
Can I get something to eat?
You make trouble, Marty.
Well, I'm hungry.
Next time, steal food.
Okay, kid, on your feet. Over here. You gotta wait here until they take you downtown.
Well, this is the end. Now I have to share my cage with a hardened criminal.
Watch it, kid. He steals.
Do you have to give away the plot?
How you doing, Fish?
I'm doing fine. Wilson, I'm sorry.
For nothing.
So, ruffian, what did you do?
I held up a candy store.
I have candy at my place.
Hey, I don't want to be here with this guy.
You better stay away from me or I'm going to break your face.
I want this man removed immediately. He's a paranoid. And ugly.
Both you guys pipe down.
Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Give me a favor. Type these notes up for me, will you?
Right, sir.
Bonnie, can I see you for a minute?
Sure.
In your office?
Sure. Come on in.
Hey. Who belongs to this case?
It ain't mine.
Fish, maybe.
Oh, yeah. It must be Fish's. It's too classy for you guys. Very well put.
You have to do this my way, Barney. Please. Just let me do it my way.
Sure. How about a cup of coffee, Fish?
How about a cup of coffee, Fish? How about a glass of water, Fish? Would you like to lay down on the couch, Fish? Why don't you come out and say it? Say it. You're an old man, Fish.
Fish, you're not an old man.
I'm not young. Am I young?
No.
I'm not middle-aged. Am I middle-aged?
I think of you as
old. That's the only thing you can be after you're young and middle-aged. Oh,
Fish, I think of you as experienced. In an emergency, you would be the first one I would call.
You should call me first. I need time to put my teeth in.
You're feeling sorry for yourself.
Joe DiMaggio, right?
What about Joe DiMaggio?
Nobody had to tell him when to quit. Barney, I can't hit the fastball anymore.
Fish, you got less than 2 years to go before you retire on full pension. How about if I put you on a desk?
That would be embarrassing. I just want out.
Come on, Fish, you're talking nonsense.
No, Barney. I love being a cop, but I never thought I'd be too old to be a cop. I mean, I was young for so long. I was really good, wasn't I?
You still are.
You want to see me go for my gun?
Come on, don't be ridiculous.
I used to put a coin on the back of my hand and nail it before it hit the ground.
Come
Come on, what is this, Dodge City?
And it's not only the hands and the legs, Barney, it's the instinct. I used to make split-second decisions. Now it takes me 20 minutes to order a sandwich.
You are not thinking rationally.
See?
That's because you just ran 12 blocks. You're short of oxygen. When you're short of oxygen, you say crazy things.
Don't try to be nice.
Fish. Fish, I only hope that I have your guts and dedication when I get to your period of experience.
When Wilson and I were chasing that kid, you know what it feels like to be running on 43rd Street and your partner is cornering a guy on 52nd? You know how I found out what happened? I asked the reporter. Four radio stations beat me to the scene of the crime.
Fish, if I thought you were really jeopardizing any of those guys out there, I would say so, but it's not true. Oh, sure, they may rib you a little, but they want to work with you. Because they know that you know. They know that you're sharp. You're on the ball.
Hey, Barney, where's Fish?
Sleeping.
Again? Hey, I'm gonna go in and steal his gun, and nobody says nothing.
This is a police station, not a Boy Scout camp. Stop needling Fish.
No, I'm just kidding. I mean, I always say nobody likes a good joke on Old Fish better than Old Fish.
And stop calling him Old Fish. Just because a man takes a few naps. During the day. Doesn't mean he's finished.
I never said that.
Well, he thinks he's finished. He's asked me to approve his retirement from the force.
What?
No.
But he's only got a couple of years to full retirement.
Yeah, well, he doesn't think he can cut it anymore. And he doesn't want to hang any of you guys up the way he did you today.
That's crazy. It could happen to any one of us, right, Barney?
Sure. Everybody slows down. Someday.
So we'll prove he's wrong.
Well, how are you going to do that?
Stop thinking of him as an old man. I don't think he's any older than you do.
I don't even know what that means.
We'll speak about
it. Just don't overdo it. Leave him alone. What do you got for me, Nick?
Lenny the Enforcer, alias Seymour Schwartz. He blew up his mother.
Nice boy.
Look what he used.
Two sticks of dynamite tied together with violin strings. What time you got, Nick?
4:30.
4:30.
You feel all right?
Sure, I'm fine. In a half an hour, we're going to hear from our friend again. I don't know. This whole bomb thing has me uneasy.
You know what it is, Barney? It's an animal instinct that comes from years of experience on the job. A sort of awareness, you know? You can't buy it. You got it.
Who else?
Sheldon Boom Boom Hopstead.
Boom Boom?
You'd be amazed how many of these guys are named Boom Boom.
Let me see. Sheldon Boom Boom Hockstetter. Alias Marlon Boom Boom Hockstetter. Alias Marvin Albert Einstein. Alias Captain Marvel. This guy built a bomb in his basement, tried to sell it to the Pentagon. They said no, so we tried to sell it to the Russians. They said no.
Ain't easy to sell a bomb.
I got this one. The guy we're looking for is crazy, not stupid.
Hey, Fish.
How you feeling?
I feel fine. I was on the phone.
I already had prints, so we made new pictures. And they'll be rotten. I told him the light was better by the window. But would you listen?
No.
You have no talent.
What's that, Fish?
Nothing much.
Hey, you're looking great.
Thanks.
You want something?
No, I'm just standing here watching you look great.
Get away.
Fall Precinct, Sergeant Yamada speaking. Yes, ma'am. A man making lewd propositions in the park?
Sure, he's in the park while I'm cooped up here.
We'll have somebody up there right away. Barney?
Yeah?
There's a flasher running around Washington Square saying dirty things to ladies.
What for?
The usual stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Go over there and do your thing. Arrest the first naked guy you see with a foul mouth.
Right, sir. Just take me a minute to change.
How can I type while you stand there staring at me?
Want a cup of coffee?
No, thanks.
Hey, you busy Thursday night, Fish?
Why?
Well, I thought you'd get your wife, I'd pick up a chick, we'd go out and have some laughs.
I'd like to, but I can't. My wife made plans to soak her feet Thursday night.
Oh, okay. How about Saturday? I got a date with this girl from Hunter College.
I got a granddaughter in Hunter College.
You're making it tough, Fish.
Cuckoo Castanango. High explosive expert, arsonist, and flamenco dancer.
You ain't gonna find him in there.
Why not?
I think this boy's a new talent.
What makes you think so?
He's too angry at a small local area. It feels like someone who just went bananas all of a sudden.
You may be right. Hear that, boys? New theories from old experience.
Look this over when you get a chance.
Sure, what you got?
My retirement form, you'll have to approve it.
Don't you think you ought to talk this over with Bernice first?
I'll break it to her on Thursday night while her feet are in warm water.
Well, let's hear it.
Terrence, my name.
If he's going to talk trash to anybody, he's going to talk it to me.
Just don't take all day, gorgeous.
And pull up your slip.
Excuse me, but does the mayor know about this group?
Hello, Wilson. Going home early?
Don't get fresh, or Mama's gonna scab your lip.
Arnold, it's about time you got here. You can't imagine what I've been through.
I got his ticket. Bail has been posted.
Very efficient, Arnold, as usual.
Coming from you, that's a compliment. Anything going on I'd care to know about?
Wilson ought to be back any minute with a flasher. That's right up your alley.
Don't start with me, Barney. I believe in my clients.
Sure you do, Arnold.
Get him out of there, would you please?
I'm doing it, all right. Be seeing you, Marty.
Thanks for the warning. Arnold, talk about police brutality. Wait till I tell you what they gave me for lunch.
Get your stuff from our home.
Well, freeze up.
Barney, give my card to the flasher, will you? And tell him not to worry.
You're a good person, Arnold.
Barney, it's for you. An attorney representing Charles Monahan.
I'll think of my office.
Let's go, Marty.
Moshe Howitz, I don't hate you.
Get going.
Come on, Marty.
Arnold, you know my mother was right. When I'm nice, I do better.
Hey, Fish. Look,
I know you love me. You know something? I'd rather be young. Thanks, Eddie.
All right, everybody on the phone. We gotta clear the building. There's a bomb in here somewhere.
Ah,
oh boy, planted this morning. In a briefcase. That was our boy on the phone. Hello, bomb disposal. Hello! You believe this? They put me on hold. Hello! That call was for real. That thing goes up at 5 o'clock. We got about 5 minutes.
What happened to our 20-minute warning?
He apologized. He said the lines were busy.
Got a bomb. Clear the building.
Come on.
Hello.
Hello, bomb disposal.
George, what's your horse?
Get off the line. I'm trying to get bomb disposal.
Well, who's this?
Barney!
Go ahead,
Barney,
what do you need?
Get off the line! Oh,
extensions are busy.
Never mind, never mind that. Clear this floor. Try not to create a panic, though. Hold your hoes. Take the third and fourth floor. Use the back staircase. Look for a briefcase.
And a box.
What the hell are you doing?
I wondered.
Cut!
Okay, Marty, inside.
Wilson, are you crazy? I haven't rid of habeas corpus. Marty's bail is pin posted.
That was for the purse. I'm arresting him now for stealing Fish's briefcase from right out of this station.
Marty, is that or is that not your briefcase?
Don't yell at me. I've had a miserable day.
Where is everybody?
Listen, get out of here. There's a bomb in the building.
Oh, mother in heaven.
Goodbye, Marty.
Arnold, don't you dare leave me here.
Wilson, get him out of there.
If you ever catch the lunatic who did this, tell him to call me. Hurry, open this door.
I'm looking for the key.
No one's answering the phone. I gotta cover the rest of the building.
Go ahead. Hey, I got your case back.
What?
Your briefcase on my desk.
Thank you.
Aren't those the keys on the desk?
Wilson, I don't own a briefcase.
It ain't yours?
No.
Who cares whose case it is? Just get the door open.
Wilson, the bomb is in the briefcase.
Holy mom!
Oh, God, is there a big bomb?
How the hell am I?
It's 2 minutes to five.
Fish, we gotta get rid of it.
Yes, I'll get rid of it.
Do something!
Get it, buddy! Come on, Fish!
Get out of here!
Leave it where it is! Come on!
Get out! Oh, yes, the bomb is in the briefcase.
Seven right. Oh, my.
Was in the safe?
Yeah, I put it in there.
You know, there was petty cash in there. $40.
Take it out of my check.
That's wonderful, Commissioner. Marvelous.
Yes.
Goodbye. They caught the bomber.
Where did they get him?
He tried to blow up the Department of Sanitation. Two garbage collectors made a citizen's arrest.
Garbage collectors?
Let them get the credit. We did the groundwork.
Honey, what about my papers?
Fish, I am not going to approve your resignation. What you did with that bomb is not the action of an officer ready for the junk heap.
Barney, it doesn't change anything.
Stop feeling sorry for yourself because you got a couple of years on us. Look, the department has quite an investment in you. 38 years has given you invaluable background in every significant area. You're knowledgeable. You're intuitive. You're respected and admired. You're a fine example for every young officer on the force. The only question is, can you stay awake?